Jesus, Master, have pity on us. The existential threat to our country and the world today isn't wicked organizations like the Illuminati, the Masons, the KKK, BLM, or Antifa. It's not right or left-wing extremism, white supremacy, racism, or bigotry. It isn't homophobia, xenophobia, or transphobia. In fact, it isn't any phobia at all, at least not that I'm aware of. Nor is it any other charge that could be leveled against the good citizens of this great country. It's not any number of failed systems of government like communism or socialism. It's not any single party, in or out of power, nor is it any one of its leaders, whether they are in charge or waiting and hoping to take charge after the next election. Look around. Regardless of which side of the aisle we claim to sit on, we're not the enemy. We're not the threat. By the way, it's not global warming either, or global cooling. It's not even global sinning. The real problem is the lack of global repentance, which ultimately stems from a lack of humility. The existential threat to our country, to the world, and to our very souls today is the same as it has always been, a lack of humility. And Jesus Christ is the only one who can save us from ourselves. In the first reading today, we heard that Naaman, the foreigner, went to Samaria. What we didn't hear, though, it was at the urging of a little Hebrew servant girl who had been captured in a raid against Israel. Naaman was an army commander of the king of Aram and was highly esteemed and respected by his master, but he was a leper. This little servant girl told Naaman that there was a prophet in Samaria, and if he went there, he would be cured of his leprosy. So Naaman went and was directed by the prophet Elijah to plunge 7 times into the Jordan to be cleansed of his leprosy. However, initially Naaman was irritated and refused to do it because he expected Elijah to do something more spectacular. So he went away angry, saying, "Are not the rivers of Damascus, the Abana, and the Pharpar better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed?" With this he turned about in anger and left. But his servants reasoned with him, saying, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? All the more, since he told you, wash and be clean, you should do it." So he humbly did as he was told and was cleansed. And scripture tells us that his flesh became like that of a little child. His body was restored to its youthfulness. But more importantly, his leprous soul was cleansed from sin, because from that point on we heard that Naaman would worship the God of Israel alone. In the gospel today, 10 lepers raised their voices asking Jesus to take pity on them. He physically healed them all, but only one, a foreigner, returned and fell at the feet of Jesus, glorifying God and thanking him. Consequently, he was the only one who heard Jesus say, "Stand up and go, your faith has saved you." All 10 lepers were physically cleansed, but it's possible that only the humble foreigner's soul was spiritually cleansed from the leprosy of sin. Most of us are not of Hebrew origin. We are foreigners to Judaism. But we were washed in the saving waters of baptism in the Catholic Church and made children of the living God. Thanks to the humble servant girl of Nazareth, Mary, the handmaid of the Lord, the way to salvation was opened to us. Like the little Hebrew servant girl in the first reading, Mary brought us the saving waters of baptism, and we were washed clean of the leprosy of sin. So as servants of our Lord and our Lady, we need to imitate Naaman's servants and lead others to the fullness of the Catholic Church, so that they too can humbly cry out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us," and be cleansed from the leprosy of sin as well.